Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 5, verse 8, "You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." Someone said, well, this was written 2,000 years ago and Jesus hasn't come yet. Well, you do understand that Jesus is coming in your lifetime. And the day your heart stops, He comes. And so He's at hand. He's at hand for all of us. Now, I know what this means. And this means that Jesus' return is coming. And it's imminent. And that's a reality for all of us, that He could come at any moment. That you obviously noticed that James is telling us that he thought that that return was imminent, as in any day, any hour. And there was a huge understanding in the first century that Jesus would be back before they died. That's exactly, they took Jesus at His word. Now, we know that Peter will tell us that He is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And therefore, He's patient. He's not slack concerning His promises. He's just waiting for those people to come to faith in Jesus Christ. And so the harvest is bountiful. But you will notice in verse 8, that wedged there is the other side of the sandwich, if you will. And that is, as it starts, it says that you and I are to be patient. And so He's coming, it's at hand, but we need to be patient. We need to hold on. God is never on my timetable. Is He on yours? Never on my timetable. God has eternity. I have mortality. And when God's doing something, He may be running across the mortality of my life, my children's life, my grandchildren's life, my great-grandchildren's life, or 10 more generations past them. And we have to be patient because the plan of God is perfect. We have to just wait for Him. We've seen that time and time again in the Old Testament. That's why we cover so much time in the Old Testament, is so that you could see that when God makes a promise, hundreds of years later, He'll still deliver. He'll make a nation out of a family. It'll take Him 430 years. He will put a man in control of a vast portion of the land promised Abraham, but that will take 910 years. God's promises will come to pass. And we have to be patient. Now, the reality is that if you and I are going to be patient, we have to establish our hearts. The issue is in the heart. The word establish here gives the idea that you and I are preparing our heart to stand with God until He comes. We establish our heart by putting the purpose of God, the Great Commission, in the forefront. We establish what God wants done because we are busy doing what God wants done. We establish our heart. We guard our heart. We protect our heart from all the other stuff. Because when time passes, have you ever noticed if you're waiting for somebody to take you somewhere and they don't get there on time, in the process, as they don't get there on time, you decide you're going to stop looking out the window and you're going to go do something. Now, I don't know if you have the ADD I have, but I'll be doing one thing and then I'll get attracted to something else and all of a sudden I'll have missed the first honking horn. That's the way a lot of people are in their spiritual lives. They say, well, God hasn't come yet. The Lord Jesus hasn't returned yet. And so they get busy about other things. They don't stay focused. I have a problem here. And this is what the issue of patience is all about. Is staying focused. One of the things that you need to stay focused about to defend against is what was said in the previous paragraph from 1 to 6. You need to be very careful not to get attached to worldly wealth. You need to be careful because riches have their own evil amongst them. And if your heart goes out to that, be careful, guard your heart, because where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. And so the first thing he's talking about in the first part of the chapter was, watch out for riches. Be patient. Lord hasn't come back yet. He's at hand. Establish your heart. Don't run after riches. Run after the Great Commission. Make disciples. Make disciples. He's going to talk more about this as he moves through and talking about other distractions. But that's James chapter 5, verse 8.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.